This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention being held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. She will also address the Indian diaspora and confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished diaspora members for their excellence in different fields. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani, dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025, was launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, launched the channel and the Kumbh Mangal Dhun. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that Kumbhvani will not only reach new heights of popularity but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite their desire, cannot physically attend the event. He emphasized that the channel will serve as a vital medium to deliver all relevant information about Mahakumbh to these distant communities. Yogi Adityanath said such efforts will enable those in far-flung areas to experience and understand the grandeur of Mahakumbh. The Chief Minister said Akashvani was the first medium to connect people with folk traditions and culture. Yogi Adityanath said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhvani. He said Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, joined the program virtually and expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister for launching the radio channel. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for live telecast of Mahakumbh through Doordarshan and live broadcast through Akashvani. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, Director General Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad, Director General of DD News Priya Kumar and senior officials were also present on the occasion. Union Minister for Railways and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has said that new Amrit Bharat train services, which will provide quality services for the middle and lower income groups, will be introduced soon. In an interaction with the media at the Integral Coach Factory in Chennai today, the minister told that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to provide world-class facilities to all citizens of the country. He said that Amrit Bharat 2.0 was launched to fulfill his vision. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan has said that India is rapidly progressing towards the vision of achieving Vikasit Bharat by 2047, driven by effective government policies and initiatives. The minister was inaugurating the Sugata Sukshma Vanam program at APPM Vocational Higher Secondary School in Avaneeswaram, Kollam today. The initiative aims to honour the late poet and environmentalist Sugata Kumari by planting 11,340 saplings across 126 schools in Kerala to mark her 90th birth anniversary. Notification has been issued for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held on the 5th of next month. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination has begun for elections to 70 seats in the national capital. Nominations can be filed till the 17th of this month. Last date for withdrawal of nomination is the 20th of January. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. Delhi police has apprehended a class 12 student for making bomb threats to schools in the national capital recently. According to a Delhi police official, the student had sent 23 threat emails received by different schools. Around 26 Delhi-bound trains, including Prayagraj Express, Sampurna Kranti Express and Shram Shakti Express, have been delayed due to dense fog conditions in Delhi and adjoining areas. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert due to cold wave and dense fog conditions. And with that, we end this news bulletin.